Oleh Rybachuk is an aide to opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko. We reached him by phone in Kiev, and he says protests there are likely to continue.
I would say that every day more and more people are joining to this protest. The reason is very simple. We have been always telling our government, don't play with people's patience. Don't fabricate massively the results of their votes. We have written documents proving how things have been fabricated. The mood of millions of Ukrainians is very, very clear. I repeat, it's very peaceful, very massive, but there are already roads blocked, government offices blocked, president's administration's entry blocked, and people demand justice.
Well, Mr. Rybachuk, you've noted that the supporters of Viktor Yushchenko have blocked government and official buildings, but they've stopped short of taking over the capital. Is that a sign that they're willing to wait and let this play out in the courts before they take that next step?
Yes, ma'am. We've been always demanding justice in the court, and we have very good indications already. Just 2 days ago, Supreme Court has taken, I would say, just decision. They didn't allow the Central Election Committee to publish results of their decision, which gives victory to Prime Minister Yanukovych. And thus, legally, Yanukovych cannot be announced president until all the claims would be properly looked by the courts.
If the courts rule against Viktor Yushchenko, is the opposition willing to accept that?
Let me say it's not now about opposition, because opposition was not getting people in the street. And now more and more enterprises are announcing that they are on indefinite strikes. All the schools are closed because they are on the strike. High institutions are closed because they are on the strike, and people are just louder and louder demanding justice.
But just quickly, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. If the courts rule in favor of Viktor Yanukovych, will the opposition accept that?
Listen, but this means somebody must know what we are talking about, the court in this country. At large, there is very little confidence to courts because courts are very much dependent on authorities. I guess we should speak about President Kuchma, who is the main judge in this country for more than 10 years, and who is also, like if any dictator, he is everywhere and he is controlling everybody. But this now is changing. Kuchma has less and less influence on the court, so we may hope that court may take objective decision. But we also rely on international observers, on international support in what we are claiming to happen.
Mr. Rybachuk, one question right now is the role of security forces. And in a similar situation in Georgia, opposition forces there eventually toppled Shevardnadze by encouraging the security forces to defect and to join their side. There's a question of whether the opposition in Kiev will follow a similar strategy and try to encourage the security forces to join their movement.
Securities in Kiev have already joined the people in the street. I've seen today many people in police uniform with orange ribbons. I have heard statements from Ministry of Interior saying that they will never go against the people's choice.
You know, when you look at those pictures of the protests, you really do see a sea of orange from one end to the other there in Independence Square. And many are now calling this the Orange Revolution. What is the significance of that color?
Color was not present in political history of Ukraine. Not a single party had it. To some extent, we had little choice because when we discussed what color it could be, we've been thinking about something which is optimistic and which is positive, which is warm color. And the orange color is the most appropriate. So we like this color, and now this is the most popular color, not only in Ukraine, but we know that this color is spreading all over the world as clear support for democracy in Ukraine.
Oleh Rybachuk, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oleh Rybachuk is an aide to opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko.